In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 Number 1.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and it is a victory Monday, so we get to ask this question. Who was the MVP of the Bears' 19-17 win over the Vikings?
DeAndre Swift. Because if they hadn't run the ball to the left side, and I know the Bears typically don't do that as much, but if they hadn't run outside zone to the left side with DeAndre Swift, I don't know that they get back in this game outside of the Devin Duvernay kick return. So that had to happen in order for them to at least get the next field goal, to at least try to develop some offensive rhythm yet again. And as somebody pointed out on the text line, the crack toss to the short side of the field did not work. And I don't want to think about it either, because typically they've been decent with their toss plays. I don't love toss plays in general because they start so far behind the line of scrimmage and you're asking to do a lot of work. But some of them work when you have downfield blocking.
How about DJ Moore, though? The little pitch?
Yes.
Little pitch to DJ Moore on a 3rd and 3?
That's it. It was a third down.
It was a third down.
And Ben Johnson, I think one of the hallmarks of his offense is you're not going to know what 3rd and 3 is. Like, typically, you know, 3rd and 3 is a passing down for some teams or running down for others. I don't think that's what Ben Johnson is trying to do here. But you do need to establish an offensive rhythm. And if DeAndre Swift hadn't run to the left side, especially late in the game, I don't know that they'd still be in it. And I don't know that we'd be talking about a Bears win. So, DeAndre Swift, you're my guy.
For me, it's going to be the guy who led the team in receiving. But it's not because of his receiving. Cole Kmet is my MVP in this game. Because I don't know if y'all saw when they were lining up to run the ball that Layla just mentioned, but Cole Kmet was out here doing damage.
Yes, he was.
He was trying to put people through walls, and I love it. And this dude has quietly gone about his business, even though he's not as featured as he has been in the past in terms of targets and everything else, but he made the most of his 5 targets in this one, catching all 5 of the balls that came his way. And again, when you talk about a rushing attack, DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai, they got the job done. But it doesn't get done unless they have their entire offense on the same page. That's not just the tackles, the guards, and the center. That is the receivers, and maybe more importantly, it is the tight ends. And Cole Kmet has been out here doing work for weeks now. And I feel like the stats with the catches allow us to take more note of him than we normally would.
I love that. I love that. Both very shrewd picks. And Cole Kmet, it's not like he actually was their leading receiver. 5 catches for 45 yards. And DeAndre Swift continues to run with absolute purpose and cause, and he is just being very distinct with his footwork. So I like both of those picks. Guys, I am going to go with Devin Duvernay as my pick for the 57-yard kick return, setting up the game winner. I don't think that this was a game, for whatever reason, that if Caleb had gotten the ball, if it was a normal return, I'm not sure if the Caleb magic was going to be there on this day. Something felt a little bit off between play calling and between starting quarterback on this day.
His name is Brian Flores.
Brian
Flores magic was working that day.
66% of the time, Brian Flores' defense was bringing the noise. They were blitzing. You needed, you just needed a big play from somebody. You're in desperation mode at that point in the game, and that is just massive. I mean, a horrible letdown, obviously, for Minnesota special teams, but 57 yards won the game. All they wanted to do after that, the Bears, obviously, was to get into field goal range, and they just barely did in 48 yarders. You ain't winning this game without Devin Duvernay yesterday.
Number two.
Was that a good or bad game for the Bears special teams?
Yes. I just can't say. They remember when Richard Hightower on Thursday after the Bengals game was like, look, we won the game and we're going to get it fixed. You didn't get it fixed. Hell, you still got two kickers on the roster. Make that make sense for me. The roster spots are important. Additionally, no, that's not getting it fixed. What about the fair catch interference penalty, by the way? Josh Blackwell.
Ooh, yeah.
Come on, Josh Blackwell. Or the fact that there was one punt where Torrey Taylor was damn near blocked. That seems to happen once a game. Then there's the punt returns that get returned, 43 yards all the way down to the 24-yard line for the Bears. And all the Vikings have to do is run the ball twice. And, of course, it's partly due to the success of their run game. I'm looking at you, Aaron Jones, even though you were a part of that. You were the first run of the game, of course. Ugh. So, reminding me of all of that, plus there was a missed 45-yarder by Cairo Santos. No, you did what you could, and you were able to at least pull it out thanks to that return and that made kick. But no, not a good game. And that stuff isn't fixed.
I'm going to say this, and I know it's counter to what Layla just said, and people are going to disagree with me. I thought it was a good game from special teams because I've come to this kind of conclusion that if you win the game, it's good. And I know that's too much of an approach of just binary ones versus zeros. But I think in this case, with this particular team in this particular year, it works. And I might have said it was a bad game if the Duvernay play doesn't happen, but it did happen. I know Cairo Santos missed a kick from 45 yards that would have extended the lead, and maybe they wouldn't be in this mess at the end of the game if he makes that kick.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking through it.
But the bottom line is,
he
made the kick when it mattered at the end of the game. And that's what I've kind of come to appreciate about this team. When post bye, when the game is on the line and they need a score to win at the end of the game, they get the score. And special teams was almost entirely responsible for that. So I'm going to say it was a good day for special teams.
I'm going to say it's a good day, too. I mean, I just said that Devin Duvernay is my MVP, so it would be very complicated if I now came out here and said that they had a bad day. And understanding everything you guys said, the bad punt return, a miss is bad. And I will say this, although it was a good day, because I don't think you win this game without the Duvernay in this one. And we talked about this on Take the North. The conversation that we would be having about the kickers right now, if Cairo Santos misses that kick at the end, we're all talking about Jake Moody. We're all talking about the coach might be talking about. They might have made a change. The Bears might be talking about a kicker change if he had missed not one, but two field goals of under 50 yards. So I think I am grateful that we're not doing that, but there's some fine line stuff going on with the Bears special teams and their kicker right now.
Hmm. Oh, I see what you did there.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Didn't. Question number three on Five On It with Raheemy Harris and Grody. Question number three. We riff here. Have the Bears beat a good team yet?
I can't say Minnesota's good. I can't do it. I can't get there with it.
They kind of sucked yesterday.
I mean, it was really bad. J.J. McCarthy's quarterback rating before the last 3:15 of the game was 14.9. That's not real. And not that QBR stuff. I'm talking about actual rating. He ended up with a 47.7. That was quite the swing after the first majority of the game there. But the Vikings aren't good. The Bengals got outright beat. Have we figured out who spat on who yet, by the way? While I'm here, I can't...
You're talking about the Jalen Ramsey, Jamar Chase situation?
Yeah, that's a thing. I don't know what to think. I don't know that they've beaten a good team yet. I can't quite tell.
Well, who's the best team they've beaten? How about that?
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at the schedule.
I'll jump in here.
Is it the Commanders?
That's what I was going to say. I'd like, at the time, that's five games. That's the Bears' fifth game of the season. Washington is over 500. Jaden Daniels was all smiling that night. Like, he's still all confident. And I know he's only played in, a handful of games this year. But at the time, considering what happened last year, and they were winning then, I think that's the one I circle in terms of it. You beat a good team at the time.
You know what's funny about this? Last year, the Bears, they were a winning team. They played the Washington Commanders. They lost that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many games in a row did they lose?
That'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 10.
You know who's lost 6 games in a row, starting with that Bears loss?
That'd be the Commanders, ladies and gentlemen.
Are they headed towards a 10-game losing streak?
And that's why I'm like, well, are the Commanders good?
Let me give you their next 4 games, by the way. Broncos, at the Vikings, at the Giants, home against the Eagles. Commanders win any of those games?
Oh, my God. So, wait a minute. Is this, like, the greatest cautionary tale, too? Like the Bears are the Commanders of last year.
Or the Commanders are the Bears of last year.
That could be. Like, who's
the Bears are not the Commanders of last year. Like, the discussions are totally different.
Well, I'll say this.
Well, they won.
If the Bears end up in the NFC Championship game and the Commanders lose 10 in a row, you can look at those two data points from 2 seasons apart.
Oh, the NFC East outside of the Eagles is... Ugh.
Eagles!
Cowboys are 3-5. The Commanders are 3-8. 3-5-1, I'm sorry. 3-5-1, because I keep forgetting that 40-point tie with the Packers. And the Giants are now 2-9. Hey, who among us thought that the Giants had a good chance of winning yesterday? Me, I'll admit it.
I was rooting for it.
I kind of wanted it to happen.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping and wishing. But to answer the question, no, the Bears have not beat a good team.
Yeah, that was rough. I mean, it's a good question.
The Commanders team is their best win of the season. That's their best win on the road.
That's it.
Against DC.
This was a good win on the road against a divisional opponent.
Absolutely.
So, like, it's not like this is a... It's like this win is pretty close. Because it is a divisional opponent. Bears.
Number 4.
What word would you use to describe how you feel watching the Bears in the fourth quarter over the last month?
Is it a word or is it like a sound where I'm like, okay, let's do this again. Okay, that's my word. 2 letters.
Would it,
Okay.
Layla's a rule breaker.
Oh, okay. Because okay is a 4-letter word, so that's why I was confused.
Can be 2.
It can
okay is your word? Is that what
like
you're
okay? We're gonna do this.
That's fair.
And it's not like okay, like excited. It's not okay, like skeptical. It's just like all right, here we go again.
I would say, over the last month, watching the Bears in the fourth quarter has been emotional.
Wow, that's good.
It's just emotional. Like, you can't watch it after having followed this team for most people all their lives and not feel something. You will definitely feel something. There's nothing about this that feels like it's from a lab. This feels like real life. You know what it's like to get punched in the face. You know what it's like to knock somebody else down by punching them in the face.
Mm.
One way or another, you're going to feel something when you watch the Bears in the fourth quarter. It's emotional.
I have already changed my word in my brain a couple times throughout this segment, but I will land on... stressful.
That's
fair. Fourth quarters have been stressful. Like, a lot of people say, oh, this is fun. This is a lot of fun. It feels fun afterwards, like talking about it. Like, to me, fun is being up two scores at the end and your team gets a pick six and everybody just gets to celebrate. Like, that's fun. You know what I mean? Like,
That's not this.
So although it's been wonderful at times, exasperating at times, that was another word that came to my head. I think stressful is the way I would describe the Bears' fourth quarter.
Is it more stressful or anxious?
Wow, what's the difference between stressful and anxious? I guess anxiety.
They might be synonyms.
Yeah, they might be synonyms.
They're synonymous.
But there is some probably difference between the two words. Also,
I would like to take a brief break in five on it to point out this text because they hit the nail on the head on something that we have been talking about. 3-1-2. There's only four good teams in the NFL, so the Bears are just like most teams. Buckle up. We've called it previously when other people hosted this show, Dan. Dan always called it the Blob. We were trying to come up with another nickname for the Blob.
Like all teams being in the same place? Describe like the Blob, if you will.
The Blob is like this. The Blob is like the 3-7 seeds in the playoffs, gotcha. And most of in the hunt.
I said, what about the pack? But that was quickly shut down.
Is it unfiltered?
Of the pack.
No Packers.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, what do we call it if we don't call it the Blob?
I love staring down your mailbag.
No, also
ooh,
no.
We're not calling
mailbag. No,
we're not calling your mailbag.
Nope, that's insulting to the teams too. I think so. That's a no. So what do we call it other than the Blob?
The pond.
No.
Sounds like we need some time to think on
the median,
and maybe that's our question for five on it tomorrow.
Right. Okay, yeah, let's write that down, Ray.
That's good producer, Ray.
I'm sorry, Robbie, write that down.
Hey,
Ray.
The people should also go in the text line 3-1-2-6-4-4-6-7-6-7. What should the Blob be, or what should that thing be called?
Yeah, we can't think up all this
Blob.
Stuff.
I think it's disrespectful.
To Dan?
Yeah.
Dan'll be just fine.
I know, but
Dan,
still.
I hope you're doing well, buddy.
I love Dan.
I hope you're unfiltered. I hope you're more unfiltered than
Number
ever.
Number five.
Last question here.
That's the goal, isn't it?
Unfiltered.
Last question here on Five On It, Raheemy Harris and Grody. What did you learn from the Bulls' 150-147 double overtime loss at the Jazz?
I don't understand how they didn't win this game. Remember, I was like, they'll beat Utah. I was like, it's going to be fine. Like, no. Not only was it fine, Utah scored 150 points. I watched a lot. You know what I learned? Coby White is back, and now he won't be tonight because he played outside of his minutes restrictions last night, and he needs to rest. So that's it, really. That's all I got.
What I learned is this. The Bulls will rarely have the best player, the player who would get taken first in a draft between the two teams when they step on the court, but also that's okay because their depth is going to be the key to them. First of all, snapping this, five-game losing streak now that we're looking at? And also becoming a playoff team, which I am resolute. I'll double down, triple down. They're going to the playoffs. That's what I learned.
Oh, wow. In a loss, you learned playoffs.
Yeah, because Billy Donovan's going to tighten up that defense, and they have the horses. The other thing I learned is when the game is on the line and the ball's got to be in someone's hands, it's Coby White.
Yeah, I mean, he had the layup, right?
That to send it to double overtime.
Send it to double overtime. Coby White at 27 points. You know what I learned? I learned about how good Lauri Markkanen has gotten, quite frankly.
Play the song!
Putting up 47 points for them. And you know what? He's one of those guys who I'm really happy for. Like, I'm not mad that he's successful elsewhere. It was a wild era of Bulls basketball. And yes, they did not develop him properly. So, and maybe that's part of why. Maybe I had a little sympathy for Markkanen. Well, he's with the Bulls. I'm happy for the guy. He put up 47 and he seems legit.
Do you know how nice it would be to have a stretch four like Lauri Markkanen this Bulls team?
That's what Patrick Williams is. What do you mean?
They compared him to
Jim Boylan ran him off.
Uh-huh.
And then, and now I have to watch Lauri do exactly what we thought he was going to do, which was flourish somebody else. Do you know how many problems it would solve to have a stretch four on the Bulls?
That's what Patrick Williams is. What do you mean?
And they brought up the what?
Fins and that catchy rap tune sure showed us.
Blown.
And it seems like a fun country.
Go marking it, man.
Oh, the field. 847 has the field. That That is actually the best possible term. But I couldn't get Blob out of my head.
Didn't your guy Boylan, Layla, just have Markkanen stand behind the three-point line and that was really about it? Wasn't that him for at least 1 year?
Yes,
that's all Markkanen did.
The philosophy was like they just need to take threes, but it was like, well, shot selection and the threes could come into play, and that part of it really kind of was not acknowledged as much.
They didn't get the versatility. Last night, they're like throwing Wemby's name around for marketing. Like, oh, a seven-footer who can drive to the basket or pull up for a three.
He's closer to Dirk than he is to Wemby, let's be honest.
Stretch four, baby.
Stretch.
Pains me. Let's do something that isn't painful. The Bears are in first place.
Yeah.
What are your takeaways from week 11 around the NFL? Also, get your calls ready. 312-644-6767. We will take them at 12:45. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on a Football Monday on The Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Eagles get to celebrate. Hurts takes a knee. And that wraps this one up. The Lions offense held in check, 14 of 37 in the air. Philadelphia gets the victory, 16-9.
And the last thing, the most important piece, is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
So, breaking news. The Bears have finally taken part of the North, part of it, somehow, for a time. Today, this week.
We're going to take the North and hope to never give it back. Hope.
I believe this is the first time in the Ryan Poles era that they have been alone atop the NFC North. Think about that. I want you to really think about that. Like, they got that big win, against the 49ers, and they were 1-0, but... they had to share the top. You forgot about that, didn't you?
No, it's just so
in the rain.
Oh, they were 1-0. Oh yeah. No, I was doing the sidelines that day. It was one of those days where it was pouring, and doing the sideline, you just give up. You just like, screw it. I'm gonna get soaked. It's gonna look like I've been standing under a waterfall that day. That was Matt Eberflus's first game as head coach of the Bears. And I'll be damned if I didn't lose a cell phone that day, because it got drenched and it was never to work again after that day.
Oh, I didn't know if like you just got frustrated and threw it into a puddle somewhere.
I may
something.
As well have done that, because it was like I said, it was like, screw it, I'm getting wet today, folks, and that's the way it's going to be. And the Bears did win that game.
So many jokes to be made. I will make none of them.
Oh, come on.
So they started 2-1 that year. So they were there. They had a piece of the North for
three games.
This is the most they've taken the North.
Yes.
I just put my hands on my hips definitively and stared into the camera, because that is how I feel about it. I'm sorry, I just wasn't very confident in my delivery, but you know.
You look more confident now with the hands on the hips.
They have a -6 point differential.
We don't
but a
know.
A lot of it's because of the Lions game.
We don't know if they're good, but they're the kings of the North.
There's every year, there's a division in the NFC that nobody wants to win. And I don't even think that the NFC North qualifies as that. I'm typically looking at the NFC East when that happens, and definitely the NFC South.
I'm about
at
to
times.
Say the South.
But I don't
South
think
got
that
something to say.
The South, seriously, it's basically like somebody has to win this division. Would one of you please win the division? But the Buccaneers are 6-4, and that's good enough right now.
Look at the Panthers, 6-5. And I was impressed with their win yesterday. Overtime over the Atlanta Falcons. If you're looking like around the league, I'm paying attention to the teams that are barely over 500 in the NFC, because that's really, if the Bears are not going to win the division, those are the teams they got to worry about sneaking up on them.
The blob! Like, that's what we got to figure out here, is the field, the group.
The horde.
Blob just sounds good because it kind of describes the concept.
The
like,
club.
It describes the attitude.
How about the club?
No, the club is exclusive.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a group and
club's
it's a destination.
Cool. Club can't handle this.
Or you right now.
No, can never handle me.
Hey, Robbie, if the season ended today, where would your Detroit Lions be?
Third place in the division?
They would be at home because they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Oh.
Man. You know what, Philadelphia?
Enjoy this while we can. I want all the jokes. I want all the praise. It's just like my school, North Texas, being ranked in the AP poll for the first time since 1959. Act like you haven't been there before, because we don't know that we're going to get this time again.
I know I asked Aunt Erin about winning the North. Can I just point something out? If the Bears were to win on Sunday, which is something that could happen because they're playing a home game.
Indeed.
Do you understand that their game the following week would be for the top of not the division, but the top of the conference? Because the Philadelphia Eagles have a one-game lead on the Bears. And guess what? If they won that game, there's a chance that they could be tied with the Rams for the top of the conference. I want to point out the Rams, one of their two losses did come against the Eagles when you start looking at tiebreakers and such. So the Bears, technically, if they just win this week, a bye is in play.
Well, that's it. Like, I flash back to the pretty color graphic that Ray printed out for me that is still in my bag. And it was the Bears' current playoff picture. And they were the sixth seed, and they were set to play the Lions. And they weren't in the hunt. They weren't in the group. They weren't in the pack. They weren't on the bubble. They were in the whole graphic. And they still remain in that same picture. So until they do something downright disappointing or stupid to let me know that they are not a part of this, I feel like they still have to be a part of this. And I understand they're not the finished product that we want them to be yet. I don't think anybody's arguing that. But the number one goal, the baseline goal, is to win the game. And that's why they're in this position. Think about if they had beaten the Vikings like they should have in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Dare to dream that.
Everything happens for a reason. I understand. It's so easy to look at that Vikings game and be like, what if, what if, what if? Don't do that anymore. Because you know why? It's still right there in front of you. And I think one of the most interesting things
Show
about
this
their
to Grody.
One of the most interesting things one about their win over the Vikings this past weekend, Layla. One of the most interesting things is the Vikings were the only team in the division that has two wins in the division. So by beating them and understanding that you have a chance now to have the tiebreaker advantage on everybody else. If you just win your division games, you'll have division tiebreakers against the Packers and against the Lions, because you would have handed the Lions their third division loss and you only have two. It's all right there in front of them.
Mm-hmm. The math is mathing.
Yes.
Lions host the Giants on Sunday after losing.
How does that graphic make you feel when you look at it?
It does make me feel good. And you're right about the color of this is beautiful. You've been talking it up. It's the first time I'm seeing this. It really is a well-done copy by Ray Diaz.
It put a smile on his face to even look at it.
I mean, they projecting the Bears as the 6th seed to take on the Lions, the 3 seed, the Packers, a 7 seed against Seattle, a 2 seed. Love it. Love it. And the Eagles, who the Bears will see in a couple of weeks as the number one seed. The best thing the Eagles have going for them right now is a gentleman by the name of Vic Fangio. That man knows how to stop teams, and he holds Detroit under double digits last night. The Eagles have won 4 straight games. So they're starting to catch on a little bit here. Green Bay, which had lost 2 straight games, they beat the game that went back and forth. We all had hoped that maybe the Giants would pull off an upset. It doesn't happen. And the Packers, by the way,
no way,
host Minnesota next.
He did not. You did not, Matt Spiegel.
Oh,
you did not.
Spiegel's bringing it, the victory chicken.
Victory chicken from Raising Cane's.
Holy cow. We were wondering.
You know what it's about, right? It's about the sauce.
Oh, it is.
I love the Raising Cane's sauce, but yes. I also like their chicken because no bones.
Oh,
that's facts.
Wow.
There's not a bone in the place.
Messy eater Layla doesn't have to worry.
We were concerned about the potential of there not being victory chicken here today because nobody necessarily called it. But look at that's a veteran right there. That's Matt Spiegel right there. That's how you get your name on a show, by bringing in the chicken when nobody's doing good things when nobody is watching. Actually, we're watching.
I brought victory oatmeal. It had a lot of fiber.
You did bring victory.
Fiber is good for you.
Does that?
It'll keep you regular.
It just keeps you satiated. And you like, made it's filling.
No, it's very good.
Because it has fiber.
And I like the way you put your fist down. You made Ray go heat it up for you and prepare it for you.
Yeah. Ray, prepare my gruel.
Ray, the gruel.
We did get something from Tanny. He, in the background, he was like, well, why doesn't the Midday Show ever bring in chicken? So I feel like now we need to step up and call.
Okay. Come on, we did.
The Take the North podcast via the Midday Show did it.
That came out of the Take the North budget, and Weeder doesn't know about this yet. So hey, I probably owe him a few bucks, or at least a meeting.
630, don't tell anybody about the color toner, okay? Like, stop. We printed it out, and it's pretty.
Can I make a declaration? I know I'm jumping ahead here.
You may declare.
But if the Bears on Black Friday beat the Eagles, I will bring the chicken.
Eagles!
We really do need to start writing down all of the
I will bring the chicken. No, I'll bring the chicken on Monday.
Let me tell you something. I can't wait for that day, because who wants to work on Black Friday? Me? Because I get to work with James Big Cat Williams and my guy, Olin Kreutz, doing pre and post game that day.
Hell
and
yeah.
I already can't wait.
He is your guy, Olin Kreutz.
Olin Kreutz,
I feel like you guys have a special bond.
Absolutely.
It comes across on the airwaves.
I get to watch the game with him. I'll get to do post game. Maybe he'll hate me by the end
of the day. He might. He might.
But with Olin, hate is a love language.
It is.
You
yeah.
know what, though? With Olin.
What good are you if you don't get a good shove from him or something?
My number one fear. Yeah. My number one fear. Grody.
Yes.
In the middle of that pregame show.
And?
Dropping some type of nickname. And Olin's reaction. That could go very poorly, very quickly.
Well, I got to tell you, we already have a little something going on like that, because he called me, I think accidentally one week, he called me Brody. And so I've been calling him...
Brolin?
Rooksie.
What?
Krutzy. Krutzy.
Not Krutzy. Rooksie instead.
Like Rooksie? I mean, a rookie?
No, Rook. Yeah, actually, I called him Rookie this past week.
How did that go?
He laughed. It might have been like, I'm going to kill you. Laugh, you son of a gun. Grody, you think you're all funny?
You guys are doing that show together in person. So
in person,
you got to watch what you say on the spot.
Oh my gosh, you know what's going to be awesome is you guys get to be an offensive line. Like, you can block people and stuff.
I'm like the quarterback, right? Then, because of James Big Cat Williams. Williams. He'll be out there playing tackle. And then you've got the center, Olin Krutz. I'm the quarterback. Quarterback, anyone? No?
See, I would do the opposite.
Running back?
Teach me how to play the other tackle spot. And then I'd be like, here's my three-point stance. Who am I pushing?
Got
to
have somebody doing the skill
just
position.
Just don't be like Spiegel.
What did Spiegel do?
Doing the long snapping
thing. The fighting sequoias?
The center thing. That was weird.
Whoa. Spiegel's our most important offensive lineman here. I don't know if you're aware of that. But, that was
funny.
So
he's playing left tackle.
Actually,
he's not playing center is what you're saying.
847, we can't do it. We can't have an Olin impression by Grody. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I would way prefer is that Olin works up an impersonation of me.
Yes!
That would be really good. Olin, if you're listening, you need to work up an impression of me. Mark Rogan.
I'm going to love that show.
I'm already loving it. Maybe I'm building it up too much, but I can't wait.
No.
Because I everything changes when the Bears are winning. Like, you look forward to stuff like that. Not that I wouldn't look forward to working with Olin and Big Cat if they weren't winning, but my God, it's on, guys.
That's why I had the proclamation off the top of the show, because it's a victory Monday and the Bears are alone in first place. Like, this does not happen.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we originally asked the question, like, what do you know about week 11 in the NFL? The thing we know about most about week 11 is that we're trying to figure out how the Bears make the playoffs. Like, that is not territory that we have been in for a long time.
Yeah,
2020
feels good.
Doesn't count.
Warm and fuzzies is what I got over it.
And when you can figure, when you're talking about the Eagles as an opponent and what happens if you could beat them somehow.
Oh, my God.
On Black Friday, no less.
Yes.
Like, that's the good stuff. Oh, like, I don't know. I just feel like that's a place we haven't been, you know? At least I haven't been as a host here. The last time this happened, I was at doing White Sox pre- and post-game all the time.
You got 7 games to figure out 3 wins. That's what the Bears have right now to get to the playoffs. And if you find 4, let me tell you something. Division
Super
champs.
Super Bowl? Oh
my God.
Division champs.
Coach Emmett Marshall has entered the building.
Division champs.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Yes or no? And if the Bears win their next, let's just say 2 straight games, will anybody here start talking about Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I can't.
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to say the name because I don't want to.
The look of fear in your eyes.
Bad energy.
You're like,
we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, Grody.
It screams jinx. Screams jinx.
Fair enough. I put you guys on the spot. Bears.
Bears. Coming up next here, I'm Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. You heard a lot from us. We want to hear back from you if we didn't get to your call in our 10 o'clock hour. What do you think about week 11 in the NFL? Do you think the Bears are good? We actually want to know. Call us 312-644-6767. This is Raheem Harris and Grody on a Raisin Cane's Victory Chicken Monday that we've got here. That's all coming up next on The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Proud of the guys, 7-3. That's nothing to scoff at. As ugly as it can be at times, this group's just proven time and time again that when it's close there in the fourth quarter that we're capable of finding a way. So first division win on the road, and really proud of the guys for how they fought there at the end.
That is Ben Johnson after the Bears beat the Vikings 19-17 in Minnesota for, yes, the first division win for Ben Johnson and the first division win on the road for Ben Johnson's Bears. We're taking your calls, 312-644-6767. Debbie from San Jose listening on the Odyssey app. I'm sorry I didn't get to you in the 10 o'clock hour. Thanks for hanging with us. You're on.
Oh, I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning when I'm at the gym. So I just love listening to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think the Bears are good enough. And the reason why I think this is because we are now leading the league in good categories, such as being first in getting interceptions and not getting intercepted on. I also think that we're good enough that we don't have to look at that darn list of quarterbacks that had been through our team for years. I was getting so sick of seeing that every week, and now I don't have to look at that. And the other thing is, we're being mentioned on national TV for good things, and we're not the laughing stock of the league right now. So that is fantastic. And also, when I go to the gym, there's a bunch of Chicago transplants there, and we are, like, so excited to talk about the Bears now. And I just love that. And if we're only taking the North for 1 week, so be it. I am happy because after the show, you know, the blank show that was last year, I will take this anytime.
Debbie, you are spot on, and I don't want to ever have to bust out that quarterback list again because it's right at the top of my brain, and I don't want to go through the list of it. So I completely agree with you. Thank you so much for calling, and appreciate you. Shout out to transplants around the country listening on the Odyssey app.
Yes, and shout out to your gym. Tell your gym Bears fans that we said hello. Debbie, thanks for holding and thanks for calling in. We continue with our Odyssey app listeners, Mike in Charleston in South Carolina. You're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hey, guys. Love your show. How's everything going today?
The best.
Awesome. Just one thing I noticed, watching the Philadelphia game last night against Detroit, it's awesome how to see that defensive line when they can't get to their quarterback instead of just standing there doing nothing, just jumping up and trying to at least block those shots. And I'd like to see that be more part of the Bears' defense. And, again, love your show, and I'm a transplant as well. And we've got a great bar right here with a bunch of Bears fans as well.
Love it. See, this is what winning does, man. The country is alerted. Like, the Bears fans everywhere are getting the bats. It's the bear signal. Everybody's getting the bear signal.
They're not afraid to wear their Bears gear in other cities.
Honest to God. Like, and I truly believe there are probably more people tuning into the score. Like, this is it. 10 games through, everybody's, oh, I've been hearing about these Bears. Like, let's everybody is getting in. And this is like, we're seeing it. I mean, it's been a little while since we've had this feeling around here where everybody's in on it. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody wants to know if it's for real. It's great.
It's okay to cheer for your team in public. Mm-hmm. And we continue cheering for people with Wayne and Lafayette, who sent us pictures. Hey, Wayne, thanks for the pics.
Hey, holy cow, guys. Did it got there in time for you today, huh?
Boy, it did. Oh
boy. Yes.
Weren't them famous pictures, man? I'm telling you what.
I'm going to tell you what, Wayne, in all seriousness, thank you for sending the pictures. Thank you so much for the nice cards as well. You're a good man, and we want to know what's on your mind about the Bears, Wayne.
Well, I'll tell you what. First thing, me and Layla could be in Hollywood with a picture like that one right there.
Oh, hell yeah. First thing I thought, man.
Get me some commission, Hollywood, Wayne. Let's go.
The trucker and the beauty. Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah.
All right. You know how it is. Oh, you're dang right, man. Anyway, hey, guys, I'll tell you what. The Bears have been whooping people without their bad dudes in there, and they're fixing to come back. The defensive bad boys are fixing to come off the disabled list, and they're going to get even better. But they're going to need to get better because the teams are getting better. They're playing, but I think that their confidence level is so high right now that's going to be one of the most major things. Because last year there was no confidence and there was nothing. And, like I told you, Grody, I told you you're going to have a good year this year.
Yeah, you did.
I told you before the year started. I told you, old buddy.
Over and out, my man. No doubt about it.
You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy this year instead of having to put up with all that ugliness that was going on for 2 years there, buddy. And I'm just awful thankful for Mr. Ben. I'm thankful for him for being a great coach and for everybody and all the other coaches that they got there. And it's just a whole bunch of great ones.
Listen to the gratitude. The gratitude coming out of your mouth right now, Wayne, is overwhelming. Yes, it is. By the way, we got the next thing for you, Wayne, is we got to get a picture with you and Marshall. All right. Marshall feels a little left out of the picture club right now. You should see him. He's just.
I didn't mean to do that to him, but he was I couldn't find him anywhere.
I know.
At Four Winds. Was he out gambling?
I wasn't there. Wayne, you're good. You're good.
I'm sorry, Marshall.
No, don't apologize. Yeah, don't apologize for it. Don't let go. See, this is what Grody does.
Yep.
Don't let Grody guilt you into things that are not even a problem. You're good, Wayne. I enjoyed looking at the pictures of you guys.
Grody's got evil in his mind.
I'm glad you recognize that. I'm glad you recognize that.
I put it out there for everybody to see.
Evil-minded man, boy. That's what the girls all tell him, too. Grody, you're an evil-minded man.
That's why there's always an end game. There's always an end game in my relationships.
Wayne.
You know what?
Wow.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You know, that picture of me and Ozzy is pretty good, but that picture of Dave wants that in me, man. We could be on the same team.
That's a cop buddy show right there. Yep.
Solid buddy cop show, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wayne, thanks again, and thanks for the picks. And next time Marshall's out, I have a feeling, especially if it's in Indiana, Wayne will be there. He's like that.
Don't be so mad.
I'm not.
You have smoke coming out of your ears because Wayne's never taken a photo with you.
Yeah, why'd you duck Wayne like that, Marshall? Kind of crazy.
Why wasn't I at Four Winds? Because that particular day, I have no answers.
Grody is such a pot stir. I love it so much.
Grody is Birdman rubbing his hands together gif right now.
I just like the initial reaction I got from Marshall.
Yeah, he's pot stirring with his hands, and when he looks up, he's wondering why there's feces all over his hand. That's the real Grody right there.
I'm not mad at Wayne. Why are you still trying to say I'm mad at Wayne? I don't care if I don't have a picture.
I'm not mad
at
anyone. It's a beautiful Monday.
You're right.
You troublemakers.
I am. God, that chicken's good, though. Shout out.
It is so good.
Mm-hmm, that sauce. Thank you, Layla.
What? It wasn't me. It was Matt Spiegel.
No, but you're the one who was like, oh, no, Grody, you have to try. I said no sauce.
And he was eating the chicken butt naked.
Yeah.
You had to give him that sauce.
I was.
Grody, keep your clothes on when you're eating chicken.
Delish.
I know it's a victory chicken.
Oh, for real.
Oh, you would not that like kind of me victory. When I'm naked. Yeah, go ahead.
You sure about that?
I said wouldn't.
Well,
wouldn't.
Good. We could ask Dan Wiederer, his Take the North podcast partner. Let's do that next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips here on 670 The Score.
Ding, ding.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.